it was dire what happened on Saturday, and I hope I never witness it again. And that's one of the things I'm working towards, that we'll never see the like of it down Bridge Street again. We've been working non-stop on it since, so I had a contact with the minister on Saturday. In fairness, he rang me when he seen it up on the World Wide Web, what was going on, and he's been in contact since daily. So he's given a commitment to myself and John McNulty that he'll visit next week after the election, which is good. I think he needs to see hands-on what the decimation that was done to a lovely party, Killy Beggs, that's been there. You know, this shouldn't have happened. Like, once is bad to happen, but twice it shouldn't have happened. So hopefully we'll take a walk along the river and we'll look at, he said he wants to spend time. So hopefully we'll get everything sorted, that he'll get a good look and see where the problems is and what needs to be done for the people going forward, that this will never happen again.
And it's very important that, like you're saying there, Councillor, that, you know, it's almost irrelevant which way the election goes, that it's just the sense that this was a huge travesty that happened, and it is something that needs to be taken almost in terms of like a national issue and needs to be seen by people all over the place.
Oh, definitely. Like, I mean, I never want to witness what I seen on Saturday morning. I was there fairly early once I got the phone call from a constituent, and you know, I went straight in and I helped any way I could. And I mean, in fairness, you know, the town spirit in Killy Beggs, the Donegal spirit, in fairness, like I talked to a man down there the other day, and he was so happy. The townspeople, the shops have been looking after him. He's been flooded out of his house. And I mean, he says, he says, it's unreal Irish spirit. People are calling in to see, is he okay? And does he need anything? Does he need clothes or anything? But that poor gentleman lost everything. And I never want to see that happen again, you know. And I mean, I do think when this happened back in 2017, there should have been a plan put in place then that it never happened again. So that's what I'm trying now, that we get the people that needs to be at the table now, at the table, and we try and get something sorted out here for the future, that we don't have to worry if there's a storm coming to Killy Beggs, that we know Bridge Street is sorted once and for all, you know. There has to be something put in place to take the flooding away.
Yeah, because as you just alluded to there, Councillor, that once was too much, twice was unthinkable, and it just simply has to come to a point that not just for Killy Beggs or for nearly anywhere, it just can't happen again.
Not for anywhere. I know there was flooding in Pettigo and Donegal Town too, and I'm sorry I didn't get to them places yet. I haven't nearly left Killy Beggs since, and I need to be in Killy Beggs, and I want to try and help. But I mean, there has to be something put in. And for the future, that this doesn't happen. When people hear that there's a yellow weather warning or a red yellow warning, that they're afraid to go to bed to sleep. I never want to witness what I seen in Killy Beggs. You know, like, these people's down there a lifetime. They're a community of their own, and they're a close-knit community. To see people out on a Saturday morning standing crying and their belongings coming out the door with water, you know, it's just something I never want to see again, and I'll try and do my best for the people of the whole of Donegal that are on these flood plains, that we try and get something sorted, that we have something there, you know, for the future.